Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you, and we are so glad that you are with us today on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. And this is not only the very last Sunday in October, but it is also All Saints Sunday. And a little bit later on, during our prayer time, we are probably going to have, and I'm going to make a note of it, is we're going to have a moment of silence as we remember our brothers and sisters in the Lord who are no longer with us, many that have passed away in the last couple years, or and then we think about those saints that have gone on before us. And so we will take a moment or so to remember and acknowledge their lives today and give thanks to the Lord for all that they've done. And because of their faithfulness, we are able to enjoy everything that we have here today. And then a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about celebrating our successes. And we talk about a lot of different things and giving thanks to the Lord. But this is something I've been feeling like maybe we need to emphasize more in our lives. So thank you again for coming out today. We want to welcome those that will be listening online. And so as we begin, let's stand and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship this morning. Wait for the Lord and renew your strength.
We ride on the wings of eagles.
Run the race and do not grow weary.
We walk by faith and do not faint.
In the company of all God's people, let us worship. Well, let's join together there this morning. You can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 452, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning. Safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning. On the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Ancient of Days, we praise you for your guidance and care, for the example of those who have gone before us in the faith. In the mystery of your love, we gather with the great cloud of witnesses to worship in your presence. May we be transformed by your holy presence among us. Amen. And you may be seated, and we are going to turn to our next hymn, hymn number 46, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. And we're going to be singing all five verses there this morning. Kids to come forward this morning, if they would make their way down. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. So is there one thing that you're excited about or thankful for today? One thing. Can you think of one thing? To be alive, yes. That's a great one. That is a great one, yes. Somebody else. Anybody else got any ideas? One thing? What do you think? Food? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, to be young, yes. Always be young. Yes, to be young. Yes, you guys, you just, yeah. No worries for the most part. No worries, not a lot of concerns. Just have fun and play. All of those things that are so wonderful in our lives. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And today in our reading, we are reading a passage where Paul the Apostle and Timothy, who was one of Paul's friends and co-workers in the faith, was giving thanks for all the people in the church at a town called Thessalonica. Can you say that? Thessalonica. Yeah, that's kind of a long word, isn't it? It's in Greece. And if you go to Greece today, I think if I remember right, there is still Thessalonica, or Thessaloniki, I think the way they would say it, there today. And he was excited because he was thankful for what God was doing in their lives. That's question today. What are you thankful for? What are you happy for? Or maybe, what are you celebrating? What's something we can celebrate? Can you celebrate because you can run fast? Yeah, I kind of thought maybe you might be able to run fast. What else can you celebrate? Yes, birthday. Good, good. What else can we celebrate? Pretty soon, what are we going to be celebrating? Where we eat lots of turkey and watch football? Well, maybe you won't watch football. I do usually. Yes, Thanksgiving. That's exactly right. We celebrate Thanksgiving because we want to give thanks to God. You like to watch football too? Yeah, I know. Both of you do, yeah. I like to watch it too, yeah. And then what's coming up after that where we celebrate? What else is coming up after Thanksgiving? Yes, Christmas. And that we celebrate together because you get what at Christmas? Presents, yes, and joy. So all of these things, the season that's coming up here into late fall and into winter, is we get to celebrate together. Okay, all right. Yeah, so we get to celebrate together. And guess what? Even as God's children, we can celebrate together all that God is doing in our lives. That God loves us and cares for us and gives us peace and strength and helps us every day in our lives and helps our mom and dads and our grandparents and all of them. And we are thankful for that. Okay, you are going downstairs, and I think Miss Lisa is working with you. We're going to go ahead and dismiss our teenagers too, who will be going down there for their Bible study time together. And as they are heading down, we are going to let you have a chance to share some joys and concerns this morning. And so if somebody would like to start us off, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I can imagine how hard that would be. And let me just say something about that. When we stopped at their house for the progressive dinner, it was a blessing to see Bonnie just all excited about making lasagna for the kids and the teenagers and just having us there and being a part of that. And that really blessed my heart. I didn't say much about it, but I sure noticed how excited she was to have us there and her to be able to do that, to give like that and be a blessing. So, yes. So, yeah. And we're thankful for that. Somebody else?
Well, keep family. She still has problems with her.
Okay. We want to continue. Yes, definitely, definitely hope that too. Someone else, yes. Okay, unspoken. Anyone else this morning? Yes.
My whole life out in Missouri is in a nursing home already, but he's having lots of confusion and he might have had a stroke, I'm not sure.
Okay, so Mike, who's her uncle, confusion, possible stroke. Thank you. I thought I saw another hand over here. Go ahead, Don.
Unspoken.
We know the Lord knows that. Go ahead.
My friend Nancy Bramlin, they had to take her as well yesterday to the hospital. We're not sure what's wrong yet.
So we want to lift up Nancy in our prayers. Not sure everything that's going on there, but we can definitely lift her up. Yeah.
My co-teachers has lost her father and her grandparent in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Last name of family?
I don't know what her maiden name is. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we can remember. That family in our prayers who lost grandparents and loved ones there. Definitely so.
Elliot Neal, my friend Elliot Neal. great grandson. He's had the symptoms of that breathing problem all over the country. Mm-hmm. He had got children's, and they sent him home, but they're watching him pretty close.
Is it, help me with those initials. Is it CRV or no? That's not it. What is it? RSV? Yes, thank you. Yeah, CRV is a Honda.
Yeah. We lift up Elaine Meyer. She's here, but she's got Lyme disease. She's on and
her knees are. Oh, wow. I did not know that. Yeah. Oh, boy. Definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning. Wow. Someone else, yeah. Okay. Now the Lord knows that. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Joy. I have these girls. Volleyball team.
Yes, they did. They won the districts, and coach had told me that he thought they would get by pretty easily in that district game, but then he told me the rest of them come up are going to be very difficult. Regionals, I think they play on Thursday down at Trent Arena, so hopefully Chase and I might be able to sneak down there. I don't know. We'll see once. Someone else. I got to talk to Jim Maitland this week. He was all ready to talk to me, and because the last time I had called, he was not, so I kind of let him alone for a few weeks, but he was feeling much better. He appreciates so much your prayers and people bringing food over and everything. He said we're going to start tackling some of that food that's in our freezer, so you can tell how much food was brought over. And he's hoping, he said, probably not this Sunday, but he's hoping by next Sunday, that first Sunday in November, of being with us in worship. So that would be wonderful to be able to see them, and we're hoping that. But just continue to pray for strength, and thank God he is getting his appetite back, and that's a blessing too. And I talked to Ellie, and she's excited about getting that new leg, which I think is happening this week, maybe. Don't quote me on that. She knows that that's going to be quite a transition, and I told her we had prayed about that last Sunday, and she seemed to be in good spirits, even though she had that wreck on her scooter, but she was doing pretty good in spite of that. So I think you said her shoulder was really sore, and she said that the X-ray saw no fracture, so she was thankful for that. So anybody else then this morning? All right. David, just a moment here before I have you play, as we give you a chance here in a moment to pray for some of these as he plays the next song. We want to just take a moment of silence as we remember and are grateful and thankful for those who are now in glory and are seeing what we only walk by faith in. And so let's just remember those that have gone before us this morning.
Thank you.
Lord, as we pause this morning, we are just grateful. We're grateful for the lives of those that we love, that served with us and worshiped with us. And we think about them and reflect on them, especially those that we lost in this last year. And Lord, we are grateful that they have gone on to their reward and they are at peace now. And Lord, we're thankful that you have told us that there is that great cloud of witnesses that have gone on before, that worship and that watch over, and we are grateful. And Lord, as we pause today, we are just thankful that we are in your care, that we are in Christ Jesus, have been baptized into him, and have confessed him as Savior and Lord, and we walk each day by faith and not by sight. And even though we see things happening in our world that shake us and stir us and make us wonder, Lord, we know that we are in your care and we do not have to fear. You said, take no thought for tomorrow. You said, don't worry about it. That you take care of the birds of the field and the lilies, and God, you take care of us. Oh, so much more. So as we lift up those that have been mentioned today, we trust you for your touch for them. As we think about those that have been mentioned, we think of Bev, Lord, asking your continued healing. We're grateful and thankful for Bonnie's new teeth that are coming and that she gets this week. Lord, we lift up Mike, who's been facing confusion and a possible stroke. We just ask for your touch there. We pray for Nancy, Lord, that has been having health issues and needs your touch today. We think of Elliot today with that infection. God, we just ask for your healing touch for him. Lord, we pray for Elaine this morning. And God, we just reach out and ask that you would just touch her right now with your healing touch, as only you can do, in the name of Jesus, and make her whole again. We lift up Jim and Kay. God, your continued strength and healing touch for them. For Ellie, Lord, your continued strength and healing. And as she begins to learn that new way of walking once again with this leg, God, that you would bless. Lord, I lift up my brother Mike. And God, as he's going to be having another procedure here soon, we don't know all the details yet of what they're planning, but we just pray for your guidance and wisdom and healing strength and touch. We lift up Jody's sister Jill this morning, God, and continue to pray for her numbers to come up and for strength and healing there. We continue to lift up those on our monthly list, so many different names. The new ones that have been added this month and those that we've been praying for so long, that you would touch them and bring healing to them and strength and faith. Lord, we're thankful for each one that's here today. Maybe as they prayed earlier, there was a pressing need in their life and God that they couldn't share, but we just ask that you would grant your grace and strength and touch as only you can do. We lift up these three unspoken needs that have been mentioned today. And Lord, we know that you know what each of those needs are today. Lord, we lift up this family of this lady that Monica is friends with that has lost her grandparents and another loved one. Lord, that you would just give peace and grace today, as only you can do. And Lord, we just pray for your continued blessing and guidance for our nation. We continue to lift up our leaders that lead this nation nationally and statewide and locally. And God, we just continue to pray for wisdom and guidance for all of them. And we just continue to ask your blessing upon this congregation as we continue to fulfill your role that you've called us to be a light into this community and into our world. Thank you for all of your blessings. And we just ask your blessing then, as in a little bit, as we break the bread of your word. May you feed our souls and send us forth rejoicing that we can celebrate the spiritual successes and other successes that we experience in life, and to be reminded of how thankful and grateful we truly are for all of those things. As we lift all of these things up in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us this morning in prayer. And I know it makes a difference because we hear the reports and what God does. And so now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we know that God always makes a way and has a way of meeting our needs as we continue to trust the Lord, and we can continue to be a blessing, not only for our ministry here, but further out into the community and in our world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, bless our gifts and make them fruitful beyond our imagining in the work of your kingdom. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 2 Thessalonians this morning. 2 Thessalonians is our lectionary reading today, one of our lectionary readings today, from chapter 1. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 4 and then verses 11 through 12. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God our Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to all of you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we must always thank God for you. This is only right because of your faith, because your faithfulness is growing by leaps and bounds. And the love that all of you have for each other is increasing. That's why we ourselves are bragging about you in God's churches. We tell about your endurance and faithfulness in all the harassments and trouble that you have put up with. We are constantly praying for you for this, that our God will make you worthy of his calling and accomplish every good desire and faithful work by his power. Then the name of our Lord Jesus will be honored by you, and you will be honored by him, consistent with the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, there was an interview with an 80-year-old woman with the local news station who was interviewing her because she had just gotten married for the fourth time. The interviewer asked her questions about her life and about what it felt like getting married again at 80. And then about her new husband's occupation. "He's a funeral director," she answered. "Interesting," the news person thought. He then asked her if she wouldn't mind telling a little bit about her three previous husbands and their years together. After a short time, a smile came on her face as she answered proudly, explaining that her first husband was a banker when she was in her early 20s. And then a circus ringmaster was her husband in her 40s. And then a preacher was she married in her 60s. And then in her 80s, a funeral director. The interviewer looked at her quite astonished and asked why she had married four men with such diverse careers. She smiled and she explained, "I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go." I shared that one before, but it's been quite a while since I've shared that one with you. I want to talk a little bit about celebrate successes this morning. Celebrate successes. So I was talking to Chase this past week. Many of you know he was in a tournament, soccer tournament, all last weekend. And I'm leaving right after the service immediately to head home to leave and to go to Columbus for two more games today. But I was telling Chase about how proud I was of him for his great goaling that he did last weekend and playing in the soccer tournament. And he was excited and I was excited for him. And as I was thinking about this passage this week and And that conversation I had with Chase, I was thinking about how important it is and the need for us to focus and celebrate more often on our successes and victories in life. Not in an arrogant way, but in a positive way that encourages others. And I think sometimes when we're going through life, we can see only what is negative and sometimes what's wrong and what's going on in our world and our country and everything. And because of that, we miss the little or sometimes big successes that happen in our world, in our country, in our lives, and so forth. You know, when we think about promotions, a birth, championships, a goal, achievement, or even more so, the spiritual successes that happen in our lives. Because I know sometimes, at times, maybe we can get down on ourselves once in a while because we see where we're not living up to the Lord the way we think we should, but then we fail to see when we are. And after receiving news back from Timothy, Paul and his colleagues celebrated the Thessalonians, as we read this morning, their spiritual successes and the future potential that Paul saw in what that church could be in Thessalonica. And so my question is, how did they do that? And how might we do the same? Well, two things kind of jumped out at me as I was looking at our reading today and that I want to kind of focus on that I hope will help us in our walk of celebrating successes. So let's begin there as we celebrate successes with gratitude, And here's what I want to say about that. And you might think, what are you trying to say? But I'll explain here in a minute. We celebrate successes despite imperfections. Now, here's what I'm thinking about that. It's so easy not to celebrate our successes because we can only see our imperfections. Or it's so easy not to celebrate other successes because we can only see their imperfections and we miss opportunities then for gratefulness and gratitude because of that. In other words, we miss enjoying life because we are so focused on our own or others' mistakes that we miss out on the rejoicing and joy that we can experience in life because of all the blessings we have. And Paul gives us the model here in our reading from this morning about how we can do that better. And that's this way. We are grateful for successes despite limitations. Despite the limitations. Paul gives thanks for the church's faithfulness, love, and endurance. And here's the catch. Even though he knew they were far from perfect. If you would read 1 Thessalonians and some of the chapters later on in 2 Thessalonians, we see that Paul indicates that as he wrote them in his first letter, there was something lacking. Even though he gives thanks to God for their faithfulness and endurance in the first letter, he says, there's something lacking in your faith, and I want to come and be there with you in your church so that I can help you to gain what you are missing. And also in the first letter, he says, there's something missing in your communal love yet. Your community of faith and the love that you're supposed to be showing, even though he celebrated their progress anyways. And as I thought about that and was reading that, I thought, wow, isn't Paul a model for us today? We don't get things right and perfect all the time, do we? We have our failures. We have our idiosyncrasies. We have our personalities that sometimes rub people the wrong way, and sometimes we don't always give a good witness before others by extending love and trying to show people the Lord. And Paul knew that about them, but he still celebrated their faithfulness was growing by leaps and bounds and their love was increasing. And it's so important that we celebrate and reinforce one another's successes, even though we all have our faults. Even though that spouse drives you bonkers at times, sometimes we can get so focused on when they drive us bonkers that we forget all the blessings they are in our lives. Or our children or grandchildren, sometimes they can drive us bonkers. And yet, if we're not careful, we'll fail to see all their successes and the good things. I know sometimes we can get a little hard on Chase about things at times, but we have to remember, we got to celebrate and tell him how proud we are. And the same is for you too. And not only that, but for one another. When we see those things in our own community of faith, because that's the only way we encourage the good and see successes that continue to happen, is when we thank and tell people how much we appreciate them and the things that they are doing. And nothing was more important to Paul than seeing people grow. And if we can take the time to encourage one another and praise one another and support one another, how important that is. We celebrate successes with gratitude. Second thing is we celebrate successes through prayer. And obviously, Paul is doing that here because all the verses that we read, minus those few in between there, which talks about the Lord coming again and how important it is to do that and encourage one another and support one another and pray for one another. It's also important that we do that through prayer. And Paul and Timothy knew the Thessalonians had not yet reached their full potential. None of us have. And only with God's help could they hope to achieve that. So they prayed. And what did Paul pray for? Well, I'm going to share those and I'm going to put them for us today. First, we pray for spiritual progress, not only for ourselves, but for others. Whether we are praying for ourselves or others, it's so important that we ask God to work in our lives and cause us to grow spiritually in the faith and so forth in so many different ways. You know, I will do that often sometimes when I'm just driving in my vehicle. I'll talk to God. Those one-on-one times kind of things with God and so forth and so on. And part of celebrating and reaching our full potential is that we celebrate and give thanks and talk to the God who is faithful and, as Paul says, makes us worthy of our calling. So we pray for God to fulfill his calling in our lives. And second, we pray for spiritual enablement. Enablement. Again, whether we're praying for ourselves or for others, it's so important we pray for divine empowerment, because we cannot do it on our own. We cannot reach our full potential on our own. We need God's power so we may be strengthened so that we can accomplish every good and faithful work that God wants to do in our lives. And Paul talked about there. So we pray for God's continuous power and grace so we may celebrate and accomplish our potential. That's why I love hearing the joys that are shared there, because we see God working in and through our times of prayer, your personal times of prayer, and so forth. And how much that makes a difference. in our lives. Mark Chernoff and his wife, they blog, write about things in life on a webpage, and they've entitled it Practical Tips for Productive Living. And he shares these words in one of them. It's probably years ago when he shared this. I had it written down somewhere, and I wanted to share it with you today. He shares, listen to this, he shares these vulnerable words. For the longest time, I had tunnel vision and expected life to be in a certain way. I studied my failures until I had lost sight of my successes. I surrendered my dreams to feel a sense of comfort. I crafted limiting beliefs and shielding myself from happiness by refusing to put myself out there. And as I did all of this, I sat back and wondered why life was so miserable. And I thought about that, his words, and I thought about how we can choose to live life and celebrate our successes, or we can just focus on the negative and be miserable and grumpy and angry about everybody else. And the Thessalonians had grown in their faithfulness, increased in their love, and persevered in their trials. And Paul and Silas and Timothy celebrated that together. It was a cause for celebration. And to fulfill their potential, they still needed a divine dose of growth, progress, empowerment, and God's grace. Let's not focus on our failures or the failures of others. Instead, let's celebrate our successes and celebrate the successes of others, no matter how small, even if we disagree with them, by giving thanks to God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes here, if you'd like to, and say hi to a few people and greet one another, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our little chorus there, Bind Us Together, as we close out this morning. Let's go ahead and kind of make our way back to our seats there. Our next little chorus there is found on page 343. Or we can sing along with it on the PowerPoint this morning. Bind us together, Lord, bind us. Together with cords that cannot us together with love. Let's sing it again. Bind us together. Oh, one God. Sorry. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we sing. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Well, let's join together for our benediction. May God bless us in our going. May the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen.